live at CSUN 2010. This is Michael Off. I caught up here with Ray at Olympus America, and we wanted to, we're very excited about what I believe is the DM2 and DM4, right? The new units coming out this summer that are going to give full accessibility to the recorder players and allow a variety of different content to be played on them. So Ray, talk about these forthcoming units.
Sure, Michael. The DM4 is the star for a show, if you will, and it is our most accessible unit to date. It is, among being a standard recorder of voice and even music, it also allows us to store and play music MP3 files, downloaded podcasts, audiobooks, and it is also a DAISY-compatible audiobook device.
So that was one of the questions. When you say DAISY, we wonder what formats that will support.
2 and 2.2.
Okay, so things that are marked up and created in those formats can be imported and played
correct.
On the device.
That's correct.
Okay, are you showing any of the units here?
Yes. We have them here at the booth. It is also a device that offers voice guidance. It also does allow us some voice command capability for many of the functions, allowing us to just speaking into the unit in order to take us to that operating mode.
Okay, can we demo it here? Do you have one?
I will demo what I can, and I have to say my disclaimer is because it's not available till this summer, these are far from fully functioning devices.
These would be alpha, what we call, right? Or
yeah.
These prototypes.
These are definitely pre-production units with nowhere near final firmware.
Okay.
So what I'm not able to demo to you is the audio commanding or the voice guidance.
Okay, so the TTS is called text-to-speech to navigate the menus as well as voice commands.
Are not.
We cannot show at this
not
point.
Showing.
Okay, all right.
What I can play, I do have audio book in here if you wish, and I can simply, I'm scrolling in the menu to audiobooks. I am then selecting, in this case, DAISY is one of my four options. And I have a couple of files in there. Both of them have to do with Olympus and Olympus's history. And so I will simply at this point press the OK or the play button. And here you go.
Okay.
The Olympus brand was introduced in February 1921.
So that's the built-in speaker on the device.
Correct. The unit itself does have built-in memory. It has 8 gigabytes built-in, as well as a micro SD card slot, which will currently allow us to put cards as large as 16 gigs.
Okay, so describe the unit, the dimensions and the layout of the buttons and so forth on it.
Well, the layout of the buttons, it's very cell phone-like in terms of size, although it's thinner than almost all cell phones out there. You do have as I look at the front of it, it has a 2.2-inch, actually, color screen. So it's a very large
screen. Like OLED? Is that kind of the new?
It is not OLED, no.
Okay.
No, but a very strong backlit screen. It, button-wise, you have, just below the screen, you have 3 arranged horizontally. They're function keys. You have F1, F2, and F3. F1 and F2 are completely customizable to your preference, and 3 is a standard menu button. Directly below those, you have 2 buttons, 2 larger buttons, one for on the left for stop, the one on the right for record. And then directly below that, you have an array in a circular form, top, bottom, left, right buttons, and then a center one for OK or play. A confirmation type button, if you will.
Right.
It is a USB device, and it comes with a USB cable where you can charge the lithium-ion battery directly from your computer, or the included AC adapter is an option as well.
And what's the battery life of this device?
Battery life, we're currently rating this at 20 hours of record time. So you will get longer than that if you're doing a combination of play and record.
Okay, and then how long does it take to recharge?
That I don't have that figure yet.
Okay, all right. What is your projected release date for this?
our wide projection period, if you will, is either June or July.
Okay, now there's also a DM2, right?
So there is a DM2, and the fundamental difference is it is not a DAISY compatible device. And it is 4 gigabytes of onboard memory.
Instead of eight.
And it has...
Does it support all the same audio formats, though?
It records in the same audio formats, which are MP3, WMA, and PCM, or WAV.
WAV, right.
Yeah. And I'm afraid I don't have that full answer for
okay,
you yet.
Okay. Do either of these play the M4As, maybe the files you would download from iTunes or something? Or?
That's unknown at this point.
Okay. All right. Very good. Any kind of built-in microphone or line input jacks? You want to get higher
quality?
Both of those. Okay.
There is a very, very high-quality stereo microphone at the top of the unit, and then right in the middle of those microphones is a mini-pin jack for an external mic.
So you can choose the bit rate. So if you want something professional like I'm doing here, you can go 44K, or if you were just recording notes, you could scale that back.
You could go all the way down to the WMA format.
Right.
There is also a single ear jack as well for that option for listening, just as you're doing at the moment.
Okay, very good. Let me amuse myself. All right, now, folks, I have the device in my hand. Again, as he said, it does very much like a cell phone. That's the best description you can have, other than the connectors kind of give it a little different feel from a cell phone, but just the as you hold it in your hand or feel the top of it, or the keypad layout and the navigation here, it feels just like a cell phone, which is pretty much standard with all of the portable player and recorder devices of today. What are the prices here of the DM4 and DM2 when they release?
The DM4 will be $299, and the DM2 at $249.
Okay, so to me, it would be worth it to spend the extra $50 for the 4 gig of memory, the DAISY support. Does the DM2 have the voice recognition elements to it? Do we know?
Yes.
Okay. So $50 for an extra 4 gig and the DAISY 2.0 and 2.2 specs. So I myself would certainly opt to spend that extra $50. Why don't you give the website? I know this product itself is not out as of yet, but folks
want to
go.
It is on our website. I'm sorry to interrupt. It is on our website at getolympus.com, and there is an audio product section of that site.
Okay, very good. Getolympus.com. You can check this out. Should be out, I would hope, here in Q2, but sometime very shortly, once all issues are resolved. Will the menus, as far as you know, will they be fully accessible with every function in there?
Yes.
Okay. What?
In terms of the voice guidance.
Right. The voice guidance. How will that be done with, like, text to speech, or will they be human prompts?
There is actually one button we didn't. No, I'm sorry. Yes, they are button only. For the most part, the main homepage does allow you to simply voice prompt, and it goes to the setting.
So okay.
Some of that is still being worked on as to how much we can actually have respond to voice prompt.
But I think the main thing is our folks want to know about the actual audio spoken prompts for navigating all of the menus. In other words, will they be able to use this device without having to connect it to a PC to perform certain functions?
We believe so, yes.
Well, very good. I hope to get on the beta test cycle of that, and so we can demo it when you have a product closer to its release with all of the functionality, because I'm sure many of our 10,000 listeners would like to know about it and put it through its paces. Thank you a lot, Ray, for sharing this today. And live at CSUN 2010, this is Michael Loft for SamoTalk.com blog and podcast and SamNet Radio.